This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Britain, the Hutton Commission has exonerated Prime Minister Tony Blair's government for any direct involvement in the events that led to the suicide of a British government weapons inspector. Dr. David Kelly was found dead near his home last July, shortly after it was revealed that Kelly was the source for a BBC story that cast doubt on whether Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction. The Hutton report released today concluded that the BBC report was unfounded. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. What else did the report say?
Well, Bob, I think that politically this is probably the best possible outcome for Tony Blair. It's a major victory for him. Effectively, the Hutton Commission exonerated Tony Blair and his government for doctoring intelligence to bolster their case for war, allegations that Blair misled the country into war and lied to the country. The Prime Minister, Risa, just a few moments ago, made a very strong statement on the floor of Parliament. He called on those who had been accusing him of misleading the country to apologize. And in fact, I would say it was probably the strongest statement I have seen Blair make since this allegation originally came to light last May.
So what did the Hutton report say about the BBC?
Well, for the BBC, it's another story. The conclusions that Hutton makes are unquestionably harsh. He led this inquiry for the past several months, of course, and he found that the BBC's report that alleged that Blair's government sexed up this document, or rather doctored the intelligence dossier on Iraqi weapons, was, as Hutton put it, completely unfounded. He very strongly criticized the network for standing behind the reporter who broke the story without really conducting any kind of investigation into whether what he was reporting was accurate. Hutton suggested that the BBC needed to restructure its editorial policy, and he also said that false accusations should not be made by the media. So it's a very, very difficult day for the BBC, and it will be interesting to see how the network now handles these findings.
So are we to conclude that British intelligence was just as wrong as American intelligence about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
Well, Lord Hutton said that issues of intelligence are out of his purview. He was focused primarily on the BBC report and on whether the BBC exaggerated its claims that it was saying that the British government had lied about the 45 seconds. But effectively, Lord Hutton refused to pass judgment on intelligence. It's still not clear, of course, whether the intelligence that the British government received was accurate. But there's no question, at least according to the Hutton inquiry, report, that the evidence Downing Street received was accurate at the time and that Downing Street had no reason to believe that it wasn't accurate.
What was Hutton's reaction to the leak of his report?
Well, Lord Hutton was extremely frustrated by the leak this morning. He expressed fury at the end of his comments, conclusions. He suggested that he's going to call for an investigation into who leaked this report. Tony Blair has already denied that anybody in his government leaked it and has agreed to cooperate with any kind of investigation into who might have leaked it.
So is Blair stronger now?
Absolutely. I think Blair has once again confounded his critics. I mean, he's really emerging as the ultimate survivor. Before the war in Iraq, people were saying he was finished. During the war, even after the war, and once again, Blair has seemed to bounce back, and in a very, very strong way.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.